History of the Maya, the Hero Twins NX Bulba, Part 5, Victory. After the ball game, the Hero Twins, Hanapu and NX Balenque, were shown into a house filled with flying razors. It was a fearsome place indeed, for the air was thick with blades. However, the twins tamed the flying razors by promising them flesh of animals to slice from that day forward and for all time. The twins owed the ex-Balban lords the prize that had been agreed for the ball game, that is, 4 bowls of flowers. How could they find these when they were stuck in the razor house? They summoned the ants from the fields of ex-Balba to do the job on their behalf. They sent their laboring creatures to snip the flowers from the gardens of the underworld lords. That night, while the lords were enjoying the evening air in their gardens, the Hero Twins were confined in the razor house. The ants nibbled away enough flowers to fill the 4 bowls required. The Lord's 1 death and 7 death had sent some birds, the poor wills and the whippoorwills, to guard their garden, but the birds took no notice of the ants as they did their work. The next morning, Hanapu and ex Balenque sent the 4 bowls of flowers to the Lord's 1 death and 7 death. It was obvious where the flowers had come from. It was another embarrassing defeat of these proud underworld lords to be presented with the flowers from their own gardens as the prize. The underworld lords punished the birds who had proven such inattentive sentries by splitting their beaks, and ever afterwards, poor wills and whippoorwills had a wide open mouth. The twins were sent to the cold house, but they were so full of vitality and energy that they survived the night in this freezing place. They spent the next night in the jaguar house, but tamed the ferocious beasts by scattering bones on the floor. The following dusk saw them entering the House of Fire, but they survived the inferno and were safe and well the next morning. The next test was the Bat House, which was full of shrieking bats. The twins survived most of the night by hiding inside their blowpipe, but after waiting through many hours of darkness, Hanapu grew impatient and stuck his head out to see if it was dawn. In that moment, a bat snatched off his head, which rolled on the floor of the house, out the door, and into the underworld ball court. The underworld lords called for a game, excited that they'd finally won a victory over the twins. 1 death and 7 death wanted to use Hanapu's head as the ball. When ex Balenque called to the animals of the world to bring their foodstuffs for him, when the Cody, a mammal like a raccoon, brought a squash, ex Balba saw he could use it to fashion a new head for Hanapu. Equipped with this makeshift head, Hanapu came to the ball court with ex Balenque, ready for the new game. The first time they used Hanapu's real head, ex Balenque hit it so hard that it flew out of the court and into a stand of oak trees alongside. A rabbit burst out of the tree, distracting the underworld lords, and ex Balenque and Hanapu were able to switch the squash head for the real head. The twins called back the underworld lords and the game began again, this time using the squash as a ball. After a couple of hits, the squash began to break up and its seeds flew out. The lords could see that they had been outwitted again by the trickster twins. The twins were put through many more underworld tests, but were victorious every time, exhausting the ingenuity of 1 death and 7 death. They decided to demonstrate their victory over death by returning from annihilation. Invited to a feast by the ex-Balban lords, the twins leapt into the oven and were burned alive. The ex-Balbans were beside themselves with delight at this unexpected victory. They hauled the twins' bones out of the ashes, ground them up, and sprinkled them on the water of the underworld river. 5 days later, the twins returned in the form of twin catfish. The ex-Balbans saw them and were amazed. The following days, the twins came once more in human form, pretending to be traveling entertainers. They performed several tricks, the most dramatic when ex-Balenque performed the rites of human sacrifice on Hanapu and then brought him back to life. He took off Hanapu's head, rolled it out the door, and tore out his heart. In the next moment, Hanapu stood there, whole and well. 1 death and 7 death were in a frenzy of delight and asked the twins to perform the magic on them. This time, however, the sacrifice was made for real. Twins sacrificed 1 death and 7 death, and all the other ex-Balbans fled in terror. The twins' victory in the underworld was complete. They told the ex-Balbans that from this day they would never receive human hearts and blood in sacrifice, only the sap from the croton tree and the flesh of forest animals. Before the twins left the underworld, they reassembled the butchered body of their father. He would remain in Xbalba, as they told him, and would be honored by the men for all time. Then the twins rose into the sky and became the sun and the moon, and they light human activities by day and by night. At this time, the 400 boys also appeared in the sky as the Pleiades constellation. So, we get the final victory of the Hero Twins after a long journey. But as you can see, doing it in one fell swoop or even two parts would really be a little too much to comprehend at that time. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.